Good day, good day, good day. Happy Saturday, everybody. Today is a little different. I'm out in my backyard this morning and just feeling the sun shining on me. Know that the sun is shining on you today, too. Yeah. Just take the time to listen to the birds chirp. That's life, baby. Yeah, don't take that twerp for granted. God lets you know that nature is still with us in so many ways. The grass is green, the trees are blooming, spring is upon us, the daisies are coming up. And guess what? Change is coming with you too. You know, I shedded a lot of weight, and I look at myself now, and God said he would do it, you know. Some people, they go up under the knife, and they don't put the work in, you know, and I believe that the work starts with you. If you want something, you can have it. You can have anything that you put your mind to it, but you have to stop telling yourself no. You have to stop saying to yourself, oh, I want to do this, but... So you got to take the butt out. You know, you can do all things that you put your mind to. As long as God gives you new life. You see how those birds are twerping? It's just like you. He gives you new life every day to make the change in yourself. It starts with you. When you get up in the morning and you do a refresh, you may take a bubble bath. And in that bubble bath, you may get a chance to meditate on some things and realize that you may have gone through some things, but look at where you are today. It was a process to get you here, you know, and you were about ready to give up. And God kept on telling you, don't give up because there's better for you. And you just have to see it for yourself. A lot of people are alone, but they don't realize it's not that you're alone. It's just time with you, getting to know you, knowing your likes, your dislikes, being able to embrace yourself, seeing the new you. I was talking to a relative of mine, and she was sharing how much weight she had lost, and she was, you know, displeased. And I told her, oh, no, please don't be displeased with yourself, because it's what we call a new body. See, sometimes God has to give you what we call a new body, a new shell. You know, I told her, just go and buy you a new wardrobe. Embrace the new body. Embrace what God has done for you in this season. You know, you're a woman of a particular age, and so am I. And sometimes you have to embrace who you are. You know, just the elegance of who you are and how far that you have come and how different you are from everyone else. Sometimes people will try to measure you by others, but they don't even know who you are. But you know who you are and whose you are. Don't you stop being you, doing you, and being kind to others because others are not as kind to you. You walk in your fullness, just like the sun shines on you. And then it still shines on you because guess what? You shine through all the darkness that tends to come your way. See, no one can stop your shine but you. You know, I do a lot of content creating. I'm on many media platforms. And a lot of times I'm told, your smile is what brought me to your broadcast. Well, sometimes your smile can be so infectious that sometimes people want to steal it. Yeah. And it's called stealing your joy. Yes, stealing your joy. That's real. It's real stuff. You have to get to a place in your heart, your mind, that you will not let people steal what God has naturally given to you. Now, I'm going to tell you the trick part of that part. God will say, okay, that smile of yours, it is for the world. But if someone needs it, give it to them for the moment. But don't let them contaminate it. Don't let them take away that you're giving them a piece of that's meant for everybody. Because see, sometimes people can be drawn to toxicity, and they want you to be drawn to that too. Sometimes you have to see what is in front of you and remove yourself from it. I'm a person that I will go into what I call a private place. Maybe that's why it's meant for me to kind of be alone and be to myself to some degree. You know, I know what I want at this particular age, and I know what I don't want. And so I'm glad that God has got me to a place of understanding. And believe me, I'm still finding and rediscovering me. Yes, rediscovering myself. And so should you. As we get older or wiser, and, you know, because education does not define who you are. It's how you live this thing called life, the journey that you take, how you will affect others. What legacy will you leave behind? Who did you affect? Did you make a difference in anyone's life while you were here on planet Earth? Did you speak life and not death? Did you sow any type of seed into them? See, seeds are not just money, but it's the words that you speak. It's the kindness that you show. You know, people will say, I love you, but with no action. And love is an action word. As God loves us, he shows action towards your life every day by waking you up, giving you a new jump start on the things that you made a mistake about on yesterday. But see, if you continue to keep this, repeat the same mistakes, you can't make no change in your life. But you have to realize the mistakes that you have made along the way. And that's how we look at our lives. Even me. Now, this is all about transparency. I made many mistakes along the way, not thinking that I have, but I did. But the ones who had to come and say, Mom, yeah, the ones that are closest to you, Mom, yeah, you have to listen, have an ear to hear, sister, friend, yeah, those ones that you know that you can call friend, the one that you can really call sister. Now, everybody, you can't call that. Even the ones that you may be born in the same family with. Because sometimes civil rivalry is real. Even amongst parents and their own children, there's a divide. But did not the word say that there would be? That's why relationship with him is most important than anything else. Because at the end of the day, you came into this world by yourself. You're going to go out. You're going to live this life. But it's how you treat others if you want it to come back to you. Because there comes a time in life if you live longevity. You're going to go through to get to. I promise you. You could do all the good in the world. But the same good may not come back to you through people. It only comes back through the universe. And then the universe draws those kind of people to you. You know, God says this. He says, birds of a feather flock together. They fly to the same destination. I would rather walk alone than walk with a bunch of birds that are not flying anywhere. And they're going in the wrong direction and don't know which way they're going. That means I will not walk with no one that ain't doing nothing. Ain't got no vision for their lives. Can't feed me. I'm talking about feed me, really. In many ways, food comes from the words, the deeds of others. See, this is when God uses each of us, because this is the reason why we're born. He said each of us are a gift from God. But you have to remember the gift that you are. You were born to be a blessing, not a curse. I say this in my podcast all the time. God don't make no mess. We just mess up. Yes, and he knew that we would. It's up to you, me, and those who can hear the sound of my voice to make the change within themselves. See, I can see the good in you, but you have to see the good in yourself. That man, that woman, that little girl, that little boy, you have to look in the mirror and say, hey, we've come a long way. I'm proud of the accomplishments that I've made. And when someone compliments you, say thank you. Just say thank you. That's all you have to say. Because that means God has allowed man to see your improvements. Sometimes we get hung up on the wrong things. But we have to trust the process that God brings before us. I talked about earlier about me losing weight and me wanting to literally go up under the knife, and my children saying, "Mama, please don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it." And God said, "When you get in your 60s, I'm going to shape you like clay." So you hear me say, God is my potter. I am his clay. He's molding me. When I tell you that he's molding me, he's molding me. From my head to my toe, my inside out, my financial situation, every part of me. Yes, my body. He's molding this body in the image and the likeness that he wants it to be. Sometimes you got to keep yourself. Yes, keep yourself. For those don't know what that means you have to walk in a form of celibacy where nobody can't touch your temple but God. Yeah, that part. Your intimate relationship with him is so important. It's called time, baby. It's called the time that you make with God every day. The birds cry out to him. Even the dogs, the cats do. Do you want a rock, a log to cry out in your place? And if they do, you better be careful. You know how I love you. Happy Saturday, by the way. I love you with that Jesus juice, that juice that heals, that juice that saved, that juice that redeemed a sinner like me. I say that with so much passion because I am a sinner. I am saved by God's grace. I trust God in everything. Yes. See, sometimes when you have to go into the dark places of this world, see, the principalities of this world is real. When you're not trying to just save yourself, but those who are closest to you, and you have to tell Satan to get your hands off my children. You can't have my seed. You make the devil mad as hell. Oh, yes. And he truly wants you to give up by testing your seed in every way. But when God chooses your children, it ain't nothing you could do about it. They gonna have to go through to get to, because they too have to have a testimony in this world. And so I trust the process even in their lives. But as a mother and as a woman of God, I pray God, pray over my children, Psalms 91, that no evil ever come near their dwelling, that God will send his angels capsized all around them, that there's a reef of protection around their heads, not just their, my children, but their children and the children that have not been born yet. Oh, yes, the ones that not have been born yet, that they will not come into a world of poverty, but they will come into a world of overflow. Oh, yes, that's how I speak to the four winds, because I know the four winds hear me. And everything that is not of God has to be removed out of their life before they even get here in Jesus' name. And that God will do a moving even in their parents like he's never done before. Yes, just because they came into the world, that the doors and the windows of heaven will open up just for them. Yes, I prophesied over the one that is coming. Yes, the one that is coming, and that is my grandson. Yes, that seed is going to be great. I already know it is, because God is telling me down in my Noah that it is so. Yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I told you this is a different type of one. Because I guess because I'm on the outside in the open talking to God today and talking to you. I love you. I love you guys. I love you. 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 Because the algorithms show me that you're listening. You guys are major. I could not do this without you. Know that God got you just like he got me. You hear me say, trust the process. Life is a process. And as long as you live and breathe, there's a process to everything. Sometimes we want to move too fast. Be careful of the things that come too fast. Yeah, sometimes it does come swift. But know when that, if it comes, make sure that it is of God and of nothing else. I love you today. I hope to see you tomorrow, guys. Mwah. Bye for now.